Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
But first, let's take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. This episode is supported by Laura Lemon's Mosaic Weighted Blankets, and you can get one with free shipping by visiting the link in the description. Are you the type of person that complains? Dr. Robin Kowalski, professor of psychology at Clemson University in South Carolina, says that complaining is actually good for us, but only if we keep it in small portions. The same goes for sugar, right? She says that it's cathartic sometimes to complain, and I've been in this situation. I used to do my best not to complain about anything. It made me feel strong, and in the education that I got, complaining was for losers, and nobody wants to hear you complain, right? But again, like sugar, if we keep it in small proportions, it's actually good for us. And many times when I was in a difficult situation that I saw no solution in my own head, in my own thoughts, I found it really helpful to express that, sometimes to seek help, and in other times just to vent. And the fact that I did so helped me find solutions and a new perspective on that situation, an emotional relief. But Dr. Kowalski also warns us, if we complain all the time and we do it to the same person over and over again, then there's very much diminishing returns on that. That's because if we're venting all the time, we're never holding anything back and there's no actual sense of release. She goes on to say that the more you think about dissatisfaction, the more dissatisfied you feel. And the more other people feel dissatisfied. And according to her research, whenever we complain constantly, thousands of neurons are triggered and form a neural network. The mind then finds it easier to follow this established network when reacting to everyday life. We can establish, of course, a positive network as well. One that also gets triggered when we react to everyday life, but one that triggers positive emotions that make life more beautiful. Thank you for listening, and if you're looking for some passive anxiety relief, go to the link in the description and find out more about Mosaic Weighted Blankets. They even keep you cool in the hot summer. This has been Giorgio Benta. Don't forget to keep seeking gratitude.